You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. We're going to talk right now with Patrick Poole, who is the National Security and Terrorism Correspondent for PJ Media, and someone who keeps a fairly strong eyeball on what the jihadists are doing and debunks and rebunks the conventional wisdom. Patrick, you have been pointing out for a long time that we have a problem when the media consistently reports that terrorist lone wolves are magically out of nowhere appearing and causing havoc, and that we should probably ignore anything else other than the fact that this happened in a vacuum. And I don't know if you coined it, but you have certainly popularized the concept that in most cases, these are not lone wolves who just sprung up on their own. In most cases, they're known wolves who have been investigated, who came up out of extremist networks and the jihadist mosques and all the rest of it. Is this the case again? Now, the Westminster killer, the guy who drove across a bridge and then tried to bust his way into Parliament in England, he seems to have come from one of the known wolf breeding grounds. Is this another case of the same thing?
Well, Jim, I think it is. And in fact, I did coin that term, known wolf, specifically because as I was looking at these cases in the U.S., in Europe, time and again, these terror suspects, or in some cases, people who actually pulled off their terror attacks, were already known to law enforcement, to intelligence, to national security officials. And that's exactly what we see in this case in Westminster. He was already on the radar. He had already been under investigation. And as I reported at PJ Media here over the weekend, the mosque in Luton, which is just a known hub of extremism, back in December 2010, a suicide bomber who tried to set off a bomb in Stockholm, he prematurely detonated and only ended up killing himself. And it turns out the Westminster killer and that Stockholm suicide bomber for 2010 were both very close friends, and Khalid Massoud, the Westminster killer, was a senior official at this mosque in Luton.
So here we go again, and it's part of, you know, Andy McCarthy coined another, I think, very useful term, willful blindness, in discussing the refusal to see the blisteringly obvious that's right in your face, and even to actually ignore it on purpose, which was one of the bigger problems with the Obama administration, and in many cases with the Brits as well, is we have jihadists in our midst, and we refuse to actually accept that fact out of some misguided idea that if we point it out, the rest of the Muslims, who obviously can't control themselves if we say anything truthful, would all turn into jihadists and cut our throats. Is that the problem?
Well, Jim, you might recall back when the ISIS started popping up on the media radar, and FBI Director Jim Comey, when he was asked about Americans who had traveled overseas to join ISIS, he said, well, you know, there are about a dozen guys. Well, and then that was immediately before the 2012 presidential election, when it was about a dozen. Well, then a couple months after the election in January, James Clapper, the then director of national intelligence, comes out and says, we know the more than 100 of these guys. And we know that several dozen of those individuals have come back to the United States. How many have been prosecuted? Actually, very few. So we have these guys who the FBI knows that they've gone over, fought with terrorists. They've not been arrested. They've not been prosecuted. I can only think of probably, you know, maybe half a dozen cases in the past couple of years. So it's a serious problem. And it seems like as you point out, the willful blindness, you know, it's almost like a deliberate policy that we're not going to look at these guys.
Is it a case where we need to relook the actual, whether it's prosecutability or deportability or investigatability of people who show these signs, as you mentioned, you know, as they become known wolves in any way, can we go ahead and take action before technically they're a full-fledged wolf, before they get their first kill?
That's one of the things that I think Congress needs to look at is, are there prosecution tools that need to be developed? But point in fact, after 9/11, the Bush administration, to their credit, I think, they went up and they literally swept up hundreds of people who had been on their terror radar and arrested and convicted them on a number of unrelated terror charges, sometimes immigration fraud. Many of them were involved in criminal activity. And so they just swept these people up and prosecuted them on real charges, but they may not have been related to terrorism. Actually, the FBI counts them as terror cases, even if they weren't prosecuted for terrorism. So that's one of the things that we should be doing right now. But Jim, we can't even get the Obama administration didn't prosecute anybody for terrorism support. That's at the end of the Bush administration and the entirety of the Obama administration, it just seemed like this was not a priority. And time and again, all these cases we see, Fort Hood, I can go down the list.
I think the problem now is there is such a well-established chorus of apologists for the Islamists, CARE and the rest of the Muslim organizations that purport to be social organizations and in reality spend most of their time doing PR that says nothing to see here, just move along. They're the ones who would be up in arms the second you do any of this. But yet they stop us from taking a look at the equivalents to the Luton Mosque in England that we have here. And they will do everything possible to stop us from looking at the real problem and try to make it back to that lone wolf concept. Do you think we can overcome that and actually do the right thing now?
Well, that's what I think a lot of people are looking to Attorney General Sessions to do. And, while he was in the U.S. Senate, he certainly talked a lot about that on the Judiciary Committee. And, I worked with his staff on some of these issues. It remains to be seen. And, the apologists are going to scream. They were screaming back after 9/11 when the Bush administration was scooping these suspects up. The media is always going to cover for them. We need some, leaders to, like Jeff Sessions, like the Trump administration, to say, this is what we're going to do and do it, despite all the apologists.
So it's going to take, now there is, prosecutorial discretion is a two-way street. During the Obama administration, it was willful blindness. They were not just looking the other way. They were, in many cases, working with the Islamist apologist groups, with the, the bad guys, and inviting them in to be advisors. That can change. As you mentioned, Jeff Sessions is the top law enforcement official in the United States. If he decides these are prosecutable, the truth changes.
Yes. And again, it remains to be seen what the policy of this administration, if they're going to be aggressive or not. Yeah, Jim, my concern is that we see these attacks, and I reported to PJ Media here over the weekend, we're seeing these attacks on nearly a daily basis over in Europe. And unfortunately, we have two vast oceans that remove us from a lot of the problems that we're seeing in Europe. But my fear is we're going to start seeing that here at some point. And when we do, I think we're going to see, our policy is not going to be deliberate. It's going to be reactive. And we're going to overreact or we're going to put focus where we shouldn't be. This is something that Congress should be talking about right now, and they're not.
Patrick Poole, National Security and Terrorism Correspondent for PJ Media. Thanks so much for joining us. Up next, we will talk with Meg Opria after the break. This is Jim Hansen. You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio.